All right, guys, this YouTube channel has made me over $1,576,000 in AdSense revenue. Now, before I do anything else, I'm just going to go to settings here, and I'm going to show you it is in USD. If we switch to Jamaican dollars, okay, and then go save, it's going to show that I'm probably like a billionaire. Yeah, $242 million, right? So I'm almost like a billionaire with this channel if we're going in Jamaican dollars. But when we switch back to USD, gonna go ahead and load it. 1,576,000. And this is just one channel, and it's just AdSense revenue. If you're properly doing YouTube, you can monetize in many other different ways, and you can make like 5 to 10 times more from other ways of making money. But anyways, in this video, I'm gonna show you guys exactly what I post and how I scaled this YouTube channel. Now, you might be thinking, Shane, this is great, but I don't wanna show my face, right? This is a personal brand YouTube channel. You're showing your face here. Well, when I first started, I started like a faceless or a YouTube automation channel, and I took the skills that I learned from faceless and YouTube automation and I applied it to this channel. So this is what I call a hybrid channel where yes, I am showing my face, but I use a lot of the concepts from YouTube automation. So I only have to spend about 4 hours a week on the channel. Basically, all I have to do is record the videos. So you can see this video that I'm making right here, for instance, I don't need a script for this. It's basically just off the cuff, but I'm still delivering a ton of value. Oh, and by the way, there's videos on this channel that I've even done that are faceless videos. For instance, this video right here, you can even go check it out. What is marketing? It's gotten a million views and made like $6,500. This is a 3-minute video that took me almost no time whatsoever to make, and it's made about $7,000. And it's just gonna keep going. Now, additionally, I have clients like Wiz of Ecom who started off faceless. And this is typically what I recommend to do if you really don't wanna show your face, is just to create like an AI avatar just like this guy did. And he had a lot of success with this AI avatar. He was, you know, anonymous, he was faceless, and then eventually he did a face reveal because there is a massive amount of advantages to actually showing your face and building your personal brand. And he's crushing it, making multiple 7 figures a year. And he says almost all of his clients either originate directly from this channel or they watch his videos before they decide to buy. Now, additionally, this is another one of my clients, the Hearing Care channel. And if you go to oldest videos, you'll see, well, it's kind of hard to see, but if you watch them, you'll see that they were also faceless. So he started off faceless, and then eventually he transitioned into a personal brand channel. So you saw where he started, you know, using his actual face and doing a personal brand channel. And this is a very, very niche channel. And he's basically just doing it in retirement to make a couple extra $1,000 on the side. And that's exactly what he's doing. So if you want to start off with faceless, because I know when people hear YouTube automation, that's kind of what they think, then that's totally fine. I started off with faceless. I've posted faceless videos on my channel. It works all the same. And that's why I talk about the hybrid method, because the underlying principles are basically the same, no matter what type of YouTube content you make. And that's what I'm going to talk about a little bit later in this video, is just the underlying principles that all successful channels have in common. And it's not just me crushing it with these methods. It's also my clients. So this client here, for instance, has made $29,000 just from AdSense alone in the last month. And in the last 365 days, they've made $313,000. So almost $1,000 a day just from AdSense alone. And that's just one channel, and it's only AdSense. They are monetizing in other ways, and they're absolutely crushing it outside of AdSense as well. And I made well over $5 million just from YouTube alone, and that was before I started teaching people how to do YouTube. You see, one of the biggest guru bullshit tricks is saying they made like $30 million in real estate. I know this guy that says this, and I actually kind of worked with him in the back end. I'm not going to reveal who it is, but you know, he was kind of one of my clients, but he says he made $30 million in real estate. And in reality, he made maybe $1 million in real estate, probably not even that much. And then $29 million teaching other people how to do it, right? So I made well over $5 million with YouTube before I started teaching people how to do YouTube. Okay, so I made enough money to retire with YouTube in just a few years before I started teaching people how to do it. Now, the only reason I started telling people how to do YouTube is one, I'm really passionate about it. I love helping other people grow their YouTube channels. I actually started by doing this for free with my friends, and I enjoyed it so much, I'd actually look forward to it every single time I would jump on and help people grow their channel. And two, there were a ton of people approaching me about how I was having so much success on YouTube. And they basically wanted to know how I was doing it, and they wanted help with it. Now, before I go any further and start showing you guys exactly how I post and getting into the actual video and the actual content, I wanna try something different and respond to a lot of comments that I'm probably gonna get, right? But if you don't care and you just wanna skip to the information, you can definitely go ahead and skip to it. and I'll try to put the timestamp up right here so you can just skip to it if you don't want to hear this. But I do want to say something because the comments can be a little bit annoying. So comment number one is, why don't you reveal some of your alternative or your clients' YouTube channels? Well, there's certain channels that I do reveal, like my main channel. And even for some of my clients, we reveal their channels just because of the fact that we don't think there's going to be any competition. But there's a lot of downsides to revealing your channel, especially if you're revealing how much money you're making for it. So I have a ton of clients that are absolutely crushing it that don't want to reveal their channel and they don't want to reveal how much they're making. Or if they do reveal their channel, they want to be anonymous. For instance, this channel right here making $12,000 a month, they probably don't want to reveal what their niche is because then they'd get a massive amount of competition and a bunch of people would come in. And obviously I don't want to hurt my clients. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to like reveal their niche, reveal their cash cow and then hurt them. So I'm definitely not going to do that. And then comment number two is, why are you giving out this information if you're making so much money, right? Now, additionally to doing completely free content on this channel and my second channel, which is a little bit more business focused, I do free live trainings every single week. And you can jump into those live trainings and I will answer your questions directly. So again, you can check that out down in the description in the pinned comment below. But if you want more one-on-one time, if you want more feedback, if you want someone to go over your situation and give you feedback, tell you what your blind spots are, tell you where you're good, where you need help with, and to have a community of people that are supporting you, then obviously that is going to cost money. And if you think there's anything wrong with that, just use your brain. Do you think somebody is going to spend a massive amount of their time and effort, like it's a full-time job running this community and running Content Growth Engine, and I hire people and pay them tens of thousands of dollars a month to run it as well, do you think I'm going to go through all of that time, effort, and money completely free? Of course not. Of course I have to charge for that. But that's why we get the insane results that we get. And you can check out all my testimonials down in the description in the pinned comment below as well. And guys, selling information has been a thing forever. I mean, colleges sell information that's usually not even valuable and they'll charge you like $100,000 for it. And then it used to be way back in the day that if you didn't have enough money to buy someone's coaching or their information, you would go into an apprenticeship where you were essentially like an indentured servant almost for years and years in exchange for them teaching you the information. So if you don't want to go into an apprenticeship and, you know, pay with your time and effort, then you're going to have to pay with your money. It's just that simple. And like I said, I never planned on doing this until I had so much demand, so many people asking me to coach them. And then I started seeing some of the content on YouTube and it was honestly really, really bad. Most of it anyways, it was giving really bad advice. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go in and actually give good advice. And the majority of people on YouTube that are actually teaching YouTube have never grown a channel outside of teaching other people how to grow a channel. Like, they haven't ever made any serious money growing a YouTube channel outside of just teaching other people how to grow a YouTube channel, which is why they all just parrot each other and they copy each other's advice and they don't know how to actually make money, right? They know how to copy other people and just parrot their advice and they don't actually know how to make money themselves. So let's talk about the reality of YouTube and content creation, okay? It's literally the same for every type of channel. You just need to understand the underlying principles, okay? The fundamentals of why content works, not some little tip or trick that's gonna work for 3 months maybe, right? Your channel is basically dead, right? And then you just have to start over again because that's most of the YouTube automation gurus, that's what they're teaching. They teach you to make brain rot content. It gets super saturated within 2 or 3 months and then it doesn't work anymore. And don't get me wrong, if there's a way to make money for a couple months and maybe you could make a ton of money, that makes a lot of sense. I'm not saying that's the worst thing in the world to get into that, but it's generally speaking a much better idea to target evergreen niches where you know you're going to have some stability. And if you put a ton of effort into your channel, you're going to be able to keep doing it into the future. Now, another thing I want to say is all the YouTube gurus are going to make YouTube seem like it's super easy, it's super fast. You know, you can just, you know, be in your mom's basement, never come out of your mom's basement, never develop any social skills, never have to interact with another human being, and you're going to make millions and millions of dollars within a month. And that's just not the case, okay? It is simple how to do YouTube correctly, but it is not easy. Making money online is not easy. If it was easy, then everyone would be doing it. All right, so I'm going to take you behind the scenes in my YouTube channel. I'm going to show certain videos that were extremely successful and exactly why they were successful, and also just the psychology behind why these videos worked. All right, so this video right here, The Most Useless Degrees. I'll put a little clip up on the screen, just playing it. This one came out probably about 5 years ago or so. And by the way, you can see for the first like 30, like 50 days, this one didn't do that well. And then it slowly started climbing and now it's over 4 million views. So just keep that in mind, you know, like you might post a video and it looks like a flop right off the bat. Like 1 month in, this video was only getting like 1,700 views. And then now it's got like over 4 million views. So just keep that in mind. And it's made $31,000. Now, the way that I found this video, and I'll actually put the thumbnail up on the screen, is what I call the icon method. And also I've been calling it the hot dog method lately as well. And basically what this method is you find a video that's a hot dog, right? You find a video that's a hot dog. It's not that good, right? And it's from a small channel. It's almost like being, you know, like a hot dog stand. And yet it got a lot of views. So, right, if you knew a hot dog stand was making a ton of money, you would know the reason the hot dog stand is making so much money, because they're selling hot dogs, they're not that good, right? Is because of the location, right? And if you see a video that got a ton of views, and the reason the video got a ton of views is not because the video was that good, and it wasn't because it was, you know, from a massive channel where it has an existing audience, then you know it's the idea of the video that made it do well. And so I found this video from a few years ago, right? So I found a video that was a hot dog. In this case, the video, he had like 10,000 subscribers. The video had over 700,000 views. So it was a small channel, a lot of views, and the video itself sucked. Now, unfortunately, he deleted the video for some reason since then, so it's not available on YouTube anymore. So you'll just have to trust me, the video sucked. The thumbnail itself doesn't look great, right? It's just a still shot. The title's okay. The audio in the video was pretty bad. It looked like it was recorded with like a freaking 90s VHS recorder, and the door in the background was in better focus than his face. Plus, he was literally drinking beers and ranting during the video, so it wasn't really coherent. Okay, just an objectively bad video. And so what did I do? I took the idea from the video, changed up the title, made a better thumbnail, made a better video in general, and this was the result. 4.3 million views. Okay, now I call this the icon method or the hot dog method, and it is super, super effective.
What's happening, guys? In the editing process of this video, and I have an opportunity for a select group of people. So these are people who are serious about growing their personal brand on YouTube. So basically, we figured out recently how to grow a personal brand and combine all the upsides of a personal brand with the upsides of automation, right? Using AI, using things like this to basically grow your personal brand 10 times faster, which in the past used to take decades to do. And now you can do it significantly faster. And you can do this to get a better job. You know, we work with beginners that just want to get a better job with their personal brand. You can do this to make money as a side hustle. We work with a lot of people like that. We can do this to make more money if you already have a side hustle or a small business. Or if you're already crushing it on YouTube, we can help you crush it 10 times more. We've worked with people like that as well. I mean, I literally can show clients at each level, people that we've gotten from zero to over 10K, zero to like over 30K. From like 1K per month all the way up to 185K per month, from around 30K per month all the way up to over 500K per month. So literally at every single level, and it works for everyone in every situation. With that being said, we are only working with 3 to 5 people, and they have to be people who are very serious, right? People who are dedicated to making this work. So if you think you're that type of person, go ahead and apply it down in the description and the pinned comment below, and you could be part of our group of 3 to 5 that we help. So see you there. Have a good one.
Here's another video that did really well. 11 high paying certifications for remote jobs in 2025. So basically with this one, I also use the hot dog method. I saw that there were channels out there, quite a few channels actually. They were talking about, you know, certifications. And then I added a few keywords that are kind of related to my niche, like high paying certifications and remote jobs, and then 2025. And the result is 1 million views, 14,000 in AdSense revenue. Plus this one made a ton of sales. I probably made at least $50,000 to $100,000 in sales from this video. Here's another one, top 5 online certifications that are actually worth it. Again, this is a video, use the hot dog method, found a video out there that, in fact, I think there were probably several of them that came from smaller channels, were relatively mediocre, or, you know, preferably bad. You really want a video that's bad if possible. And they got a lot of views. And the result is 740,000 views, $7,900 in money. And again, this is like 3 years later, still getting like 500 views a day here. And by the way, I don't mind showing people this stuff, because if like people come into my niche, like I genuinely have a lot of like positive feelings about this niche. I think that alternative education, basically getting educated outside of college, or if you're going to go to college, making really smart choices in how you go to college and where you go, I think this is like a wonderful niche to get into, right? I don't mind if a bunch of other people come into this niche, which is why I've actually trained a ton of people to kind of like be my competitors. For one, I work with the company Course Careers, and I trained a bunch of people who were actually graduates of the company Course Careers. And this is a company that helps people get jobs, entry-level jobs specifically. specifically that are high paying. And I trained a bunch of people on exactly what I do. And a bunch of them kind of started copying my content. And of course, that's a lot of competitors out there. But I didn't mind because they were giving a lot of value to the market. And I know that I can't help everyone out there. And I don't mind if other people come in and kind of compete with me a little bit. Because at the end of the day, my mission is what matters. It's not necessarily how much money I individually make. And there's a bunch of other people that make content similar to me. For instance, Antoine from Elevate to the Unknown. It used to be known as Black Heights, but he changed it from that to Elevate to the Unknown. You know, he makes content very similar to mine and he's absolutely crushing it. You know, I think his content's a little bit more niche, but yeah, his content's absolutely crushing it. He's getting hundreds of thousands of views a month, 154,000 views a month. Now he's monetizing in a very intelligent way, so you don't have to get that many views in order to make a lot of money the way he's monetizing. Another client is Nicole Anessi. She is a fellow career coach. She helps people get into specifically cybersecurity careers. So again, a lot of people out there, you know, when I first started working with her, they would be a little bit apprehensive and they'd be like, oh, I don't think I should work with this person because they might be competition for me. It's like, I don't care. Like, it's amazing that she's helping people get into GRC. And a lot of the people that she helps are women, right? Women in cybersecurity, it's tough, right? There's not a lot of women in cybersecurity. And so she helps women feel like they're empowered to go into cybersecurity, which is great. Another client is the financial controller, and he helps accountants become financial controllers, which is a very high level accounting position. So you can basically go from, you know, being an accountant making like 50 to 100K per year to being a financial controller and potentially making over $200,000 a year. So you could potentially double or even triple your income if you become a financial controller. So again, really cool. There's no schools out there that are teaching this stuff. There's no schools out there that are really like making a path to get into these very niche career paths. So I think it's amazing when people like this actually, you know, start kind of copying my content, especially when they're my clients and they actually work with me. Another client is Judd Albring. And again, he makes relatively similar videos to me, right? You know, you look at his videos, they are relatively similar to mine. And yeah, he's absolutely crushing it. He's getting lots and lots of views every month, 400,000 subscribers. He's getting lots and lots of views every month. He's making good money. And again, similar content to me, I don't mind it. So I've basically made it to a level where I can talk about just about anything as well involving money. I can pivot my channel anytime I want. And that's kind of what I've been doing with my channel lately, is instead of just making the same content over and over again, I am kind of expanding and talking about other different types of content that are under the broad niche of, you know, making money. And I definitely don't mind if other people talk about the stuff, if there's other competitors or people come into the space. I've helped a ton of my competitors grow their YouTube channel. And I just think that there's room out there for everyone, right? I think that YouTube is just a massive gold mine and I can't mine all the gold myself. Not even close, not even one millionth of the gold and not even one billionth of the gold. So there's plenty of room for everyone out there on YouTube. So I'm going to take you through the content creation process, exactly how we find videos. And I'm actually going to do it with a video that we posted on my brother's channel about a month or a month and a half back. So basically my brother, his name is Zach, and he has been in the trades for about 30 years. He owns his own HVAC business right now. Now HVAC is basically the people who fix your air conditioning and your heating. And he wanted to start a YouTube channel because he wants to retire soon and he wants to make a little bit of extra money in retirement. Now, Zach is actually 50 years old. I'm the youngest of 7 in my family. That's why most of my siblings are a lot older than me. And so he's ready to sell his business here pretty soon and retire. But he wants to make a little bit of money on the side with the YouTube channel. Now, when it comes to doing the hot dog method or the icon method, there's a lot of different ways you can do it. Now, you can have an account specific for your niche. So just as an example, some of my clients are in the fitness niche. This video right here on my homepage, Getting Strong at Any Age, 10 minutes, 3 times a week. The thumbnail is super, super simple. Let's go ahead and click on the channel. And it's funny, I didn't even plan on doing this. This is totally impromptu, but I just saw it pop up on the screen. So I'm probably gonna send this to my client. But yeah, he's got about 98,000 subscribers with only 16 videos. And he only started posting about 5 months ago. So he pretty much immediately took off. So Get Strong at Any Age, 10 minutes, 3 times a week. Not a great title. The actual content itself is mediocre. You know, it's pretty mediocre recording. It actually looks like he's using a green screen with a fake gym in the background too. This would be a great example of a hot dog video, okay? So you could take the same idea, you know, let's just say you have a, you know, you're out there and you're 50 something years old or whatever, And you're really buff, right? Well, that would be great. This would be a great idea. Or maybe you have a client. You could take one of your oldest clients and make a video like this for them, you know, and then just do a case study breakdown on them, et cetera, et cetera. But the better way to do it, guys, is to just type your main keyword into the YouTube URL. So in this case, with my brother, it was trade careers. So we typed in trade careers into the main URL and we just started looking, literally just like this. All right, so just go scroll down and hey, what do you know? This is the video we found, okay? So no offense to this guy, the video was relatively mediocre, right? Also, he has about 42,000 subscribers. So he's kind of like showing his face on the side and he's going through like a presentation. And yeah, the video was just relatively mediocre, okay? And it was high-paying trade jobs that no one's talking about. 1.6 million views posted about a year ago from a smaller channel. The thumbnail is actually okay. Not the best thumbnail, but it's okay. And the video itself is pretty mediocre. So what did we do? Well, this is my brother's channel. You can see, we'll go to oldest video. This is the video we made. Highest paying trade jobs that nobody's talking about, 2025. So almost the same title. Highest paying trade jobs no one's talking about, but we just put 2025 in. And then we put like a that no one's talking about. That no one is talking about. So not no ones, but no one is talking about. So just a very little change in the title, made a better thumbnail, made a better video in general, in my opinion. And what do you know? 1 month, 438,000 views. So just to show you guys, this video was posted on May 26th, 2025. And by June 25th, 2025, and I'll even put the amount on the screen, he had over $200 AdSense day. So this was his very first video, May 26, 2025, never posted a video before this. And literally less than a month later, he had over a $200 AdSense day. And that's just from AdSense. That's not from all the other monetization methods that we're dropping on his channel. And if you expand that out to a year, it's like $70,000, $80,000 over a year just from the AdSense alone. So there's a very good chance, and you know, we're gonna be working with Zach. There's a very good chance he's gonna make it to six figures on his channel in 1 year. Literally 1 year, we're gonna try to make six figures on this channel. Maybe even multiple six figures, but who knows? And to be completely honest with you, Zach's video is good, but it's not like amazing, right? And we did that on purpose. We don't try to make the videos amazing because that takes too long. What we try to do is we try to find the best ideas. We make pretty good packaging for those ideas. We actually give value during the video. That's very important. You actually have to give value. And then all the other stuff, like, you know, we don't really care about fancy cameras. Phones record this. We don't really care about fancy editing. The editing in this video is relatively basic. You can kind of see just like words here and there, and that's about it. And we did make sure that he has good audio because audio is one of the more important things. But honestly, you use Adobe Podcast, your audio is pretty good. So this is a Shure SM7B mic. But honestly, like there's a lot of good audio out there. And yeah, that's about it. And this video, 400,000 views. He's made a ton of money from this video already. And we do it all by focusing on the ideas. And you just try different ideas that have a high chance of success because you use the hot dog method. And then when one of those ideas sticks, you double down and you post more videos about that topic, right? And you do it in the same way. So you'll notice that this is a listicle video, right? Meaning it is a list of trades jobs. He goes over maybe like, I don't know, seven different trades jobs here. The fact that it's a listicle is really important because other videos that he's posted should also be listicles, right? You should also basically make most of your videos into listicles if the one that took off is a listicle. What a lot of people will do is they'll, have a listicle take off or whatever. And then their next video is like news style content or a how-to or a step-by-step guide or a tutorial. And your audience doesn't want that. So once you find out what your audience wants, which clearly they want listicles, just keep giving them what they want. And you'll notice on my main channel, most of my content is listicles as well. And that's not because listicles are the best, but it's because listicles are the thing that my audience wants. So just to recap here, the first key to success is use the hot dog method, also known as the icon method. The second key to the success, make sure your thumbnail, title, and intro are pretty good. And that is like the marketing or the packaging of your video. And the third key to success is what I like to call the evolution method, which is basically you try out different ideas using the icon method or the hot dog method. And then when one of them works, you double down on that idea. It's kind of like evolution, right? If you find something that works in your niche, like you figured out that if you, I don't know, put a stick into an ant hole, then the ants will crawl on the stick and then you can eat them really easily or whatever. That's basically what the anteater does, but it's the stick is its tongue, right? If you figure out something that works, just double down on that niche and like keep doing that, right? And that's exactly what nature does with evolution. That's why anteaters have those long tongues and they can, you know, eat a bunch of ants with those long tongues. They stick the tongue into the ant hole and they just eat all the ants, right? So once you find something that works for you, double and triple down on that idea, that format, like everything about that video, double and triple down on it. You can see exactly what I mean on my main channel. Almost all of my videos are listicle videos about education slash careers slash making money. And they also have a little bit of a review component to them. So I'm kind of like reviewing these different things. And I try to be as objective as possible because usually people are very biased, right? Someone might say, oh, day trading is the best, or oh, Amazon KDP is the best, or Amazon FBA, or Shopify dropshipping, right? But they're all very biased because they're selling courses. For me, I just try to be as objective and honest as I can. And usually all of them are great options for the right type of person, right? As long as you're the right type of person, all these different options can be good for you. And this kind of leads into secret number four, which is you need to understand the value proposition of your channel. Value proposition is the thing that makes your channel unique and different from any other channel out there, right? You must understand that. Now, if you're the first person in your niche, then your value proposition is that you're the first person in your niche and you're good to go, right? So the first people in their niche, obviously, they don't need to really have much of a value proposition because they're the only ones in their niche, right? This is like if you were the first person to start up a pizza shop in a town and there's no other pizza available in your town, well, you're probably going to do pretty well. But if there's like 17 different pizza shops on your block and then you start up a pizza shop, you better understand what the value proposition of your pizza shop is that makes it different than the 17 other pizza shops, okay? So you really need to understand this on a deep level. Now, I can talk for my channel, I can talk for my clients' channels, but for my channel, the value proposition of my main channel is that I'm kind of like a sample platter or a buffet. People come to me, they don't really know what to do with their life when it comes to their career, making money, etc. They're a little bit lost and they don't know what to do. So I give them a bunch of different choices and I say, hey, this is gonna be good for this type of person, this is gonna be good for that type of person, etc. So a lot of the time I'm recommending different remote jobs, or I'm recommending basically, you know, personal branding or starting a YouTube channel. Now, the reason that I recommend personal branding and starting a YouTube channel is because it works with literally any other business model out there. So no matter what, as long as you stick with it, it's going to be a good choice for you because it works with any other business model and you can just pair it with it. So understanding your value proposition is secret number four. Very, very important.
Quick break. This video is sponsored by me. Most of you don't know that I actually have my own coaching program on personal branding and then growing and making money on YouTube. And this is good for complete beginners, maybe even people who just want to get a job by growing their personal brand, all the way up to people who are very advanced on YouTube. And they get to work directly with myself and my team to help them reach their goals. Now, we are opening up 3 to 5 spots, and this is pretty rare. We usually don't have these open. We usually only limit them to select people. But we're opening up 3 to 5 spots, and you can check those out down in the description and the pinned comment below. And in this program, you'll get to work directly with myself and other people who are highly successful on YouTube. Just as an example, Sean was able to go all the way from being stuck, not making very much money on his channel, to making over $500,000 a month. Now, that's an example of one of my more advanced students, but there's lots of examples of people who started off from scratch and they got to 5K a month, 10K a month, etc. So check that out down in the description and the pinned comment below.
And secret number five is actually delivering value in your videos. Now, this does not require you to over edit your videos. This does not require you to do a ridiculous amount of research on your videos. Delivering value can be as simple as telling your own story so that other people can relate to it. But you have to understand what your value proposition is and then make sure every single video delivers that value. And if you do these five things, you're gonna absolutely crush it on YouTube, no matter whether you're doing YouTube automation, faceless YouTube, personal branding, you're starting like a corporate company, like a company YouTube channel. It doesn't matter what you're doing. If you nail these five things, you're absolutely going to crush it on YouTube. Forget about all the other guru advice, forget about all that other stuff. It doesn't matter as long as you nail these five things. Now, later on, once your channel is built up and you're doing really well with it, you can focus on some of the little stuff. You can focus on optimization, which is like, okay, let's see if we can edit this a little bit better and like get the, you know, average view duration slightly higher. But if you try to focus on that stuff at first, you're going to get absolutely crushed. And that's the stuff that a lot of the YouTube gurus tell people to focus on, which I think is terrible advice. Now, another thing you need to keep in mind, for my brother, he worked directly with me, which is why he was able to blow up his channel to a full-time income within 1 month. This is the exception to the rule. Anybody out there that tells you that they can guarantee you that they're going to, you know, you're going to make a full-time income in 1 month is lying. There's a lot of niches out there where even if you do a good job, it's going to take you months, maybe even a year to get to a full-time income. And it helps a lot if you work with someone directly, which is why I recommend you book a call in the description of the pinned comment below, and also show up to my live workshops, which are every single week, Tuesday night. Check that out down in the description of the pinned comment below as well. But if you try to do it on your own, it's going to take you some time, and that's okay. Most businesses, even physical businesses, aren't profitable for the first few years. They're losing money for a few years before they even get profitable. That's why people who start physical businesses typically have to take out massive business loans to get the business started. So with online business, you know, you don't have to take out massive loans. It doesn't take a lot of money to start a YouTube channel, but a lot of the time it is going to take some time for you to have success, and you just have to have patience, and you have to be consistent, and you have to trust the process that I just laid out in this video. And if you can do that, you're absolutely gonna crush it. So like I said, click that link in the description and the pinned comment below. On that link, you're going to see this video, which is super helpful. You can also check out all of my testimonials. I've worked with a ton of people that have made it to 7, even 8 figures, right? Josh, for instance, started off less than 1,000. We made it all the way up to 186,000 a month. Wiz is absolutely crushing it. You know, et cetera, et cetera. Just check out all of these different testimonials and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, it just keeps going. The testimonials just keep going, right? This hybrid system, this hybrid personal brand system from Content Growth Engine, it teaches you everything you need to know, cuts out all the BS and teaches you only the most important things, and you can absolutely crush it. So check that out down in the description, the pinned comment below. And also check out this interview I did with my client, Sean, who made it all the way to over $500,000 a month by clicking right here.